Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Save7 is an NPO that uses social media and artificial intelligence to increase the transplant rate across South Africa. A while back, co-founder Jonty Wright and Rabbi Liebenberg were guests on my show to introduce the project. Today, Jonty is back with Suhail Kalfi to talk about the Ironman that their team is going to do to raise money for their new transplant ICU, the first of its kind to help double the transplant rate. Suhail and Jonty, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Charisse. Yeah, thank you.
Jonty, just remind us what the project is about.
100%. So Save7 in general is a student-run NPO that is trying to use artificial intelligence, social media to raise awareness and ultimately solve the organ donation crisis in South Africa. And one of our latest campaigns, as you mentioned, is this LifePod. And the problem that we're solving with this is that, specifically at Tygerberg, we don't have enough ICU bed space, which means that even once we've got a consented donor who can save seven lives, they've got seven life-giving organs, they still need an ICU bed for 12 to 36 hours before they go to surgery. And what that means is that we have to say no to the other people who are coming in who need that ICU bed. And that includes, I mean, children with spinal injuries, people who've been hit by motor cars. And I'm sure you can understand how in that circumstance, we end up losing our donor. And seven other people need to go and find other organs, which they often don't do. So we got together with a group of our lecturers and said, okay, well, what if we could create a space in which we could safely house this potential donor and make them and their family as comfortable as possible for that 12 to 36 hour period before surgery, meaning that we could save the seven lives and we could free up that ICU bed space. We saw that as a win-win and started exploring it with our surgical and medical teams. And yeah, amazingly, we were able to find a room and now we're in the process of raising funds to equip it, which is why we're doing the Ironman 70.3.
Just before we get into your Ironman, just when you talk about students, lecturers, can you just give a little bit of context on who you are?
100%. So Save7, as we mentioned, is a student-founded organization. So we're at 170 volunteers across the country. We're operational across six medical schools. We started initially here at Stellenbosch Medical School, but we've got assistance from a whole host of professors in the med space, people like transplant surgeons. The general structure of our units across each province is that we've got a branch which has a particular leader. Suhail is the leader of the Tygerberg branch, and we've got oversight from medical professionals who are directly involved in the transplant space in that particular area. So for example, here we've got Professor Elman Stain, who is a transplant surgeon. We've got Dr. Zamira Kayser, who's also a transplant surgeon. We've got all of our transplant coordinators, and they advise us as to, you know, what we can be doing, what we can be doing better, and we try to help them in whatever way possible.
So, Suhail, let's bring you in here. Tell me about the Tygerberg Center and your role.
So, as Jonathan mentioned, I'm the Stellenbosch Campus Branch Manager. And with that, it's a lot of managing of what goes on the campus. And fortunately, the Tygerberg Life Pod, that's the plan for the first Life Pod, it's been Tygerberg Hospital, is right next to our campus. With that, it's quite nice seeing the developments happen and seeing how things are going. And it's because we're going to see the immediate impact here at our hospital, the same hospital that we're going to be working in a few years' time, which is really great to see. And with that, my role as the branch manager is we mobilize the volunteers on the campus. And currently at the Stellenbosch campus, we're around 50 student volunteers. And with that workforce of highly capable individuals, we can get quite a bit done here. So it really is great seeing the developments happen from outside here on the campus.
I mean, it sounds from both of you like the collaboration between students and staff and the actual facilities, the hospitals itself, is great. It's good. It's positive. Do you ever get pushback from any quarter?
Look, I would say that getting any major project across the line is going to hit some friction at some stage because there's a reason that it hasn't been done before. That said, we've had incredible mentorship. I mean, I think of the likes of Prof. Saad Lari, who was very, like, early on, saw the potential of the project and started getting us into conversation with all of the key stakeholders, from the engineers to the relevant people at Tygerberg Hospital, and really said, okay, like, filled the gap left by our naivety, which was that, okay, cool, if we're going to do this, we're going to need everybody on board as early as possible. So we owe them a deep debt of gratitude for that, and for covering for our losses, because we wouldn't be where we are without them.
Obviously, I think, John, when you last spoke, you were a second year student, a medical student.
I believe
Is that
it
right?
was, it would have been last year, so I was third year.
So you're fourth year, and you, Suhel?
I'm a second year medical student at the moment.
Second year medical. And across the faculties. Tell me a little bit about this ICU kit that you want to bring in. Is it for, where would you put it? Who would use it? How would it be protected?
Want to answer that one?
As Jonty mentioned, we've gotten all the approval, and that's also very much thanks to the staff, and the especially the medical staff in Tygerberg Hospital. And with that, we've been given an allocated room, and we've also then gotten approval and the collaboration from the departments that say that they will be assisting in it, whether it be the urology department, surgery department, the medical department, as well as the staffing in the hospital. They're all on board with the project. So it isn't just a Save Seven project anymore. It very much feels like it's a Tygerberg project, and we're just helping facilitate that. So it really is a collaborative effort amongst the campus as a whole. And I
So,
think just,
yes,
yeah.
Karen.
And also, I mean, just to add on to or provide a little bit more detail there. So the room itself is actually amazingly situated. So we've found a room that is right between our emergency medicine departments and our theater complex, and it's also got clean access from our trauma surgery department. Those are some of the highest yield areas in terms of donor referral, which means that it's very easy access to get to the room, and it's very easy access to get to surgery, which is obviously a huge pro for everybody involved. And also provides very easy supervision from the emergency medicine team who are there already. And then, yeah, we've fortunately been able to get buy-in from the transplant coordinators, who are going to be running the show there, as well as our urology and nephrology registrars, who are going to be assisting us, and also got some student teams going in, just to do the busy work, the printing, the checking of blood results, just getting them more and more involved in the hospital setting.
What an incredible opportunity, actually, for everybody to get involved and to make kind of student life and bringing the different sectors together in a meaningful way. You need money, though, is that correct?
Yeah, this is true. Unfortunately, all big things, and particularly like life-changing ones, do require some amount of money at some stage.
So, what are
So,
you willing to do for that?
we need, in order to get this ICU off the ground, I mean, fortunately, we don't have any recurring costs other than maintenance. But our big project now is to stock this ICU. So we need to convert this essentially storage room into a fully functional temporary ICU, which is going to require an ICU bed, a ventilator, suction and oxygen lines, and that's going to require 400,000 rand from our part. Fortunately, we've got the buy-in from the Health Foundation, who have agreed to double every rand that we can raise, which means that we only theoretically need to raise 200 of those 1,000 rands. And we as a team are quite well. I was almost going to say we're willing to do anything, but I mean, that comes with some dubious implications. But we want to do that with every fiber of our being. So we decided to do the Ironman 70.3 to raise awareness about transplantation, and also for the LifePod initiative. And we've got a team of four people who are going to be doing it on Sunday
Are
morning.
you two of them? Are you two of them?
Jonty is, unfortunately, maybe the next one for me.
Have you been
Yeah.
practicing? I don't know where you find the time, Jonty.
It's a difficult one. But yes, who we have been practicing. Fortunately, got a really good team. Had some good mentors to give me some good advice as to how to train and how to manage it with the life schedule that we maintain as medical students. So yeah, I wouldn't say confident. I'm feeling excited, and somewhat nervous, but yeah, I'm very keen for the adventure in it, but even more keen for for the awareness we'll be able to raise for the cause.
So there are four of you running this Sunday. I'm not going to ask how far and all this kind of technical details, but I'm sure many of my listeners who are avid sports people will be very sympathetic. What do we need to do to support you?
Fantastic. So, I mean, we've really made that as easy as possible. We've created a separate page on our website, which is save7.org. So, save and then the number 7.org. We've created a LifePod page. So, you can go to save7.org/LifePod or just go to the homepage and it'll be the first redirect if you see the title there. And there, people can find out all of the information about the LifePod itself, why it exists, what we still need to get it, and how people can contribute. And they can contribute via our Backer Buddy. We've set up a Backer Buddy specifically for the triathlon and for the campaign, or they can just do a direct EFT. And no matter which way people prefer donating funds, that money will be doubled. So it'll be going twice as far toward getting this life-saving ICU up and running.
It's an incredible initiative. I wish you lots of luck. Good luck for Sunday. Let us know how it goes. And I look forward to seeing this unit being established.
Yeah, thank you, Cherise. So do we.
Thank you.
Very meaningful work that is medical students, Jonty Wright and Suhail Kulfi, talking about their initiative to save lives across the organ donor field.